The next big climate meeting, called COP28, will take place in Dubai, hosted by the United Arab Emirates, UAE, which is one of the top oil producers. Some people are upset about this because the UAE team wants to use the meeting to make deals for oil and gas. People are questioning if a summit in a country that makes a lot of money from oil can really make a difference in fighting climate change. Greta Thunberg, a famous climate activist, has criticized these UN climate summits for not taking enough action. But the COP process is important because it brings world leaders together to talk about the climate crisis. The first time that countries around the world agreed to cut greenhouse gas emissions was only 8 years ago at COP21 in Paris. Almost 200 countries promised to keep global temperature rises below 2 degrees Celsius and try to limit them to 1.5 degrees Celsius. This was a big step forward and led to more action on climate change. But we still need to do more to reach the goals set in Paris. This will be a big topic at the COP28 conference. One of the main goals of COP28 is to make the promises that governments make, called Nationally Determined Contributions, or NDCs, more detailed. They want to include emissions from all parts of the economy, like food and farming. They also want to make countries more responsible for keeping their promises. Right now, countries don't have to take action if they don't want to. Money is another important issue at the conference. Renewable energy sources like wind and solar are now cheaper than fossil fuels in many cases. The UAE wants to get the world to triple its renewable energy by 2030 and make buildings and machines more energy efficient. But these changes need a lot of money up front. Also, helping developing countries deal with climate change and switch to clean energy will cost trillions of dollars. The discussions at the conference will also focus on the unfairness in the world. Rich countries got wealthy by using fossil fuels, but now poorer countries need help to go green and deal with the effects of climate change. Rich countries promise to give $100 billion each year to help developing countries fight climate change, and it seems like they have finally done it. But there are still arguments about which countries will give money to help the poorest countries deal with climate disasters. Lastly, they will talk about what to do about fossil fuels in the long run. Should we gradually use less of them or set a date to stop using them completely? This is an important question because the conference is being held in a country that wants to produce more oil. The president of COP28 supports using less oil, but many countries, including the UAE, want to keep using it.